Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, so thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about that court decision, I think it was the United States Supreme Court, that said that the law passed in Colorado to forbid conversion therapy for those under 18 is unconstitutional because there's the First Amendment, and it said that this was a breach of the First Amendment because it forbade what therapists saying certain things. Therefore, it's discrimination on the ground of opinion. So Colorado is not allowed to enforce this prohibition in any shape. Now, this will presumably impact related laws in some of the other states, some of which have outlawed gay conversion therapy for minors. I don't think they've done it for adults. So gay conversion therapy has certainly been around for certainly since the 1950s, the idea that homosexuality is undesirable, some individuals would find it undesirable and try to change their sexual orientation to heterosexuality. So what's my take on it? I realize that homosexuality is natural in some people, perhaps 5% of people. Some people are bisexual. Most people are straight. I realize a person's sexual orientation is not always set in stone, and there's situational homosexuality, like men in prison who might be completely straight outside. They engage in homosexual relations sometimes simply for lack of access to women or whatever. Likewise, women in an all-female situation might try lesbianism, and that for them that is sort of en faute de mieux and so forth. So people in their adolescence are often unsure of themselves. They dabble in things. They're more open to persuasion. Their minds are malleable because of that sort of state of plasticity that they're at, and with hormones raging, and uncertainty and experimentation are going to be the order of the day. So I realize that homosexuality exists in hundreds of species, and as the gay rights slogan goes, whereas homophobia exists in only one, so which one's more unnatural? So being homosexual is completely respectable. I don't object to that, and people can have their gay pride parades or fly their, you know, rainbow flags and things like that. I don't object to same-sex marriage or gay people being in the armed forces, having any position, being president of Ireland. Oh, we had a gay Taoiseach, openly gay Taoiseach. So Dr. Varadkar, one of the things I don't object to him about is his sexuality. I mean, I'm not saying the Irish president's ever been gay, but if we're to have one in future, that would be absolutely fine by me. In fact, I wanted Senator Norris to get it some years ago. In the end, he didn't stand. All right. So coming back to this issue. So from what little I know of US law, the United States Supreme Court correctly interpreted the Constitution. So that is gay conversion therapy. I mean, I'm suggesting that it shouldn't be forbidden. Now, I don't think anyone needs this if someone wishes to have it. Unlikewise, straight conversion therapy, if someone doesn't want to be heterosexual, if he or she wishes to change sexual orientation, why should they be permitted? And that might include minors. I realize freedom and choice don't fully apply to minors. The parents have got to be involved. I remember speaking to sort of an entrenched bigot about this one. This totalitarian was saying, but what if they're coerced? I say, well, coercion's illegal anyway. So, but what if they're not? Well, what if they're coerced? And she wouldn't entertain the very possibility that someone could do this of his or her own volition and so forth. So it refused to engage with the actual issue, kept bringing back to coercion, which is unlawful anyway. You can get them for the coercion. Okay, so therapy would involve a talking cure about this, saying that attraction to one's own sex is something that ought to be firmly discouraged. Now, often these things are religiously actuated, and they say that they ought to offer up their orisons to pray being delivered from this. They regard it as a demon or something like that, some sort of possession, and whatever behavioral therapy, aversion therapy, whatever. I know what they used to do in the United Kingdom in the 1950s, giving people electric shocks or whatever, giving them estrogen injections. They would develop breasts and stuff like that in the belief that this was a sickening perversion and a vice. Now, that's ghastly and barbaric. I don't think anyone's suggesting that and so forth, and somehow rewarding them for showing attraction to the opposite sex. So I don't think that it ought to be forbidden. Now, there could be some guardrails about what's permissible and what isn't. There are obviously ethics to do with therapy. So people might want to choose this to change their sexual orientation, and they might seek help in doing so. Well, why not? If they want to do so, surely it's not the business of the government to tell people, no, you can't change your sexual orientation or seek help in doing so. Anyway, because I want a free society. I'm almost a libertarian. What do you think? So the government's got no business telling people what they may and may not do with regard to their sexual orientation, and to criminalize people for trying to seek those who want to alter that orientation, and including changing from straight to gay, as I say. What do you think about it? Was it constitutional? Was it right to outlaw by Colorado? If the Constitution had permitted, that would have been a desirable thing. All right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.